You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the number one biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make. And as a person with 23 years of experience as an entrepreneur who has started 12 different companies, let me tell you, I've made enough mistakes and I've seen other people make enough mistakes that this one is the one that is by far the biggest, and I want to make sure you don't make it.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
Well, hello there and welcome to another episode of my podcast. For the business people out there, or for the entrepreneurs, or those who are thinking about getting into business, what I've got for you is a really awesome treat here. The next 7 episodes are dedicated to be something that I have been known for now for a long time, and it's this concept of the 7 biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make. Now, if you've listened to some of my previous episodes, you know how I feel about failure. And listen, I have failed in business more times than you can imagine, but behind every one of those failures was a success, and a success that was bigger than any success I'd ever had before. So what I want to talk to you about is the things that I've learned as a result of 23 years in business and making mistakes myself and watching other people make mistakes. So this series of 7 episodes is going to be each of the mistakes. And today I'm going to start you off with the number one mistake, which I believe is the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make. And it's the one that stops people from their dream of having a profitable business. So for any of you who've ever started a business and it never got anywhere, or you started a business and it looked like it was off to a good start and it didn't end up getting where you wanted to go, or you have a business now that is struggling, listen very, very carefully to this, because the number one biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is this: they invest in infrastructure that is not yet needed within their business. Now, what's the number one example I can give you? Business cards, letterhead, websites, all that kind of stuff, right? If you look at any of the businesses I run, I've had businesses that I've had for a couple of years, yet I still don't have all these pretty fancy business cards. I don't have this super substantial website. Why? Because that's not what really sells. See, the value of really nice business cards, you think, is that it's magically going to get you all this business. But the reality is it's not. Business cards are going to make you happy and make you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so professional. But they do absolutely nothing to help you get more business. In fact, one of the first things I do with salespeople is I like to tell them that they are not going to be given business cards. Often, I don't give my salespeople business cards. I don't give them brochures. I don't give them pamphlets. I don't give them any handouts to give to people. Why? Because if you're truly going to go out there and sell, you don't need business cards and all this fancy stuff to do it. You just do it by communicating with people and by following up with people. Now, am I saying that those things should never be used? No, of course not. I have business cards, I have websites for all my companies, and they're an important tool to have. But most entrepreneurs end up wasting the most precious moments in the start of a business on building all this infrastructure. I remember one of the first businesses I started to this day. I went out and I bought a new desk because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, this is going to be a really big business. I need to have a new desk. I remember getting that desk and saying, well, I have to have a leather chair because, you know, that's what the fancy CEOs I knew had. And I got myself business cards. It was the nicest business cards. I paid someone to design a logo for me. You know, I had all this stuff done. And back then, they didn't have websites. Otherwise, I'm sure I would have spent a couple grand on a website. But I had letterhead made. I had envelopes made. You know, I had all this stuff that I invested in, all this time, all this money. And I had everything because I was scared of going out there without these things. Now, you look at the businesses I've started in the last 10 years as a much more experienced business person. I remember when I started my recycling company, and here was a business that I was starting at a time where I actually could have invested substantial money in this thing, and I was planning on making this a big company, and today it is a huge company. But the first logo that I had designed for it, I was going to pay someone to do it, and I said, forget it, I don't need someone to design a logo for me. What I did is I took the first letter of each of the words in the business's name. And I took those letters, went into Microsoft Word, and literally typed the letters, scrunched them together so that they overlaid each other a little bit, and that became my logo. Now, months later, I paid someone to change it, and then several years later, I paid someone even more to change it again. But that's all I did, and that's all you need. So if you're starting a new business, stop being focused on all the stuff that doesn't matter, right? It's something that I see everywhere. People are so focused on that. So if you start, let's say you're starting a new restaurant, Stop focusing on, oh, I got to have the prettiest menus and I've got to have this and I've got to have that. Listen, if you've got a restaurant, you serve people good food, you serve them the best food in town, and I guarantee you they'll keep coming back. Now, you give them the best service in the world on top of amazing food, and you're going to have raving fans. It doesn't matter how nice your menu is. You can handwrite your menu every morning. It makes no difference. In fact, sometimes when you invest too much in that fancy stuff, people's expectations change for what they think your business is, and they stop looking at the quality and start looking at all the glitz and the glamour. And what I want you to do is make sure that you are focused on first creating a business that is financially viable. That is your first goal, not trying to do fancy things that make you feel good. So say no to the business cards early on, and certainly not fancy business cards. Don't waste your time on fancy logos. Don't waste your time on fancy websites. Don't waste your time on all the little things that make you feel like you're a business person. Yes, I'm a CEO now. And in fact, put away those stupid titles. You know, people start businesses and they're one person and suddenly they're calling themselves CEO. I'm like, what are you the CEO of? Yourself? You know, call yourself a salesperson. Give yourself a title of something else, because believe it or not, telling people you're a CEO is not helping you. You could call yourself a senior representative. And that will actually help you make sales and help you get business, as opposed to calling yourself the president and CEO. The president and CEO of a one-man company or a one-woman company. Well, it's not all that impressive when you put it that way. So stop being focused on those things and get focused on creating something that is going to create money for you, that's going to make revenue for you, that's going to create profits for you. Now, in the next six episodes, we're going to go through six more of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make. And again, this comes from decades of experience. And having been a person, let me tell you, who has made a lot of mistakes in business, but I've always, always been proud of the fact that I learn from my mistakes, I make sure I don't make them again, and most important of all, I've always practiced teaching others my mistakes so that they don't have to make those mistakes. If you don't have a business and you're looking to start one day, these seven steps are going to be critical for you to understand, because you don't want to be making these mistakes. Hey, I'm here as your business coach. I hope you pick up a copy of my book. If you haven't already, get the Business Bible. It's an essential tool for any business person to have, or anyone who wants to start a business. But I'll tell you what the Business Bible doesn't have: the seven biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make, at least not in the current edition. So you can only get it here. Come back to my podcast next week. I'm going to talk to you about the second biggest mistake entrepreneurs make. And let me tell you, it has to do with the services or the products that you create. And it's something that I've seen sink companies all over the place. So don't fall victim to it. Join me next time as I talk about that. And for this week, I want to tell you to get out there, do whatever you can as an entrepreneur to succeed, but always make sure you lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.